because I like. Have a seat, please. Have a seat. Before we hear announcements from Sarah, would you all please hold up your Verdi Requiem scores? Show me your Verdi Requiem scores. Okay. Oh, tenors. Okay. I see lots. Wait, is this 100% basis with their Verdi score? Kevin, you tenors? Oh, your average was brought down. I'm not supposed to tell you. Well, it's a magical big secret. Maestro Armstrong will be here next week. He's going to give us a talk about the Verdi. He's kind of a Verdi scholar, and he's been studying critical editions and whatnot. We're going to start with Verdi today, just up to like measure 30 or so, just that beginning. But please, final reminder, add these scores in. Maestro is very serious about what we sing from. It's one of his things, and I actually appreciate it. It keeps us all on the same map and the same path. If you haven't ordered the score yet, check the Chorus Connection emails. Check the emails from Monique and Sarah. There are links there to order that. Sarah.
Hello. So we have a couple new members, and I just wanted to give some announcements. I've gotten some questions. If there are logistics questions, dues questions, anything that is non-music related, that should come to either me, or you can email chorus@opensymphony.org. Monique and I jointly manage it. So if Monique can't answer it, she'll send it to me and I'll answer it. But those are kind of all non-musical questions. Go there, dues, logistics, everything. I have been getting a few questions already about how tickets work for the next coming concerts. The code you had for the first two concerts is the same code all year. It is just only active on your concerts. So if you want to buy your May and June concert tickets now with that code, you can. Once we start the season, we activate that code and it's available on all your concerts, so you can buy them at any time. We're not currently at risk about selling out those concerts or anything, but I've gotten a couple questions, so I wanted to make sure you all knew that that code is already active and available to you if you want to buy them. If you are new, I will make sure it is on Chorus Connections somewhere. I do believe it's in the handbook, but don't quote me on that. I'll double check that it's there so that you have access to it. More information that we have about the Andrea Bocelli will hopefully put out tomorrow, but just a reminder, if you're interested in auditioning, when we put out the audition information, the dates you have to be available for are June 18th for the rehearsal, June 21st, and June 22nd for the actual event. Any questions right now? Cool.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it. Speaking about the Andrea Bocelli event, those of you who weren't here last week, we announced that we'll be participating in a concert with him in Napa Valley. There will be auditions for that choir, for that semi-chorus to be in that. But along with auditions, you know, these time commitments are really professionally serious. So I'm not just looking at the quality of your voice, but also your consistency of attendance at rehearsals. I want to make sure you're someone I can trust to arrive there to perform for this event. So please keep that in mind as we progress throughout the season. Again, when we do have auditions for that, it will be from existing repertoire you're already singing from, most likely something in Beethoven or the Carlos Simon Here I Stand, okay? It's time to start Verdi Requiem. I have never started working on a concert so early. We don't perform this until November, but we are starting now because she's thick. There's a lot of music in this. Today we're focusing on just the introit section. If you have the same score as me, which you should have, we're looking at measures 1 through measures 27, or 28 really. I may go on to the Te Deche Timnus as a sight singing, but for today I'm focusing on just the beginning of that. You can put one thing in your score now, and the vibrato committee will be very happy to hear this. At measure 28, I want full vibrato. At measure 28, I want, well, actually, Maestro Armstrong wants full vibrato. I lost that bet with him, but that's okay. it's his concert. He wants full vibrato. He wants an opera chorus. At 28, you are full vibrato. Everything before it is straight tone. Especially Donna. Donna. But starting at 28 with the basses. Sure. Let the vibrato happen. Okay? Stand up, please! Wax on, B2. Same as yours, but it has about 200 pages more of information at the beginning and specific music examples. I told Maestro about this, he'll have this for the week as well, but I was able to find explanations for some of the things in this score, particularly as it pertains to differences in some of the other scores that you've had. So have pencils out for this, please. Right where you come in, tenor bass, measure 7, pianissimissimo, 3 P's and sottovoce. What does sottovoce mean? What does it mean? Under the voice. It's like very, it's like the softest thing you'll ever sing in your life. You know those dynamic numbers we were doing, like 1 was pianissimo and 10 was fortissimo? This is 0.3, okay? It's that soft. Oh, you're jumping my lesson plan, Elisa. Let me get to these things. So you always take my Easter eggs away. Let me get to that. Yes, that is the idea. It's called an open mouth breath. When you breathe in, you breathe in this way with the soft palate already raised. So we don't hear the intake and then just. That's how soft it should be. Everyone just say him, hey. Everyone say, on 3, and. On pitch though, listen to it. As soft as you can. The requi are eighth notes, right? The M is a quarter note. So make sure it's requi. M on beat 3. Always in this, for soprano altos as well, separate re from quiem. So we get requiem. So you say the word requiem, right? Can you start there, right at measure 7, tenors and basses, and then soprano alto at measure 9. Right there, sit up straight. Even though it's super soft, it requires more air than fortissimo to keep it that soft and in tune. Re, 3, and 4. Cut off together. Make sure it's requiem. Connect qui and m. I want to hear sustained tone there, just soft. Again, and. Soprano alto, same thing. Right now you're making the rest staccato. It's not staccato. There's still some tone and fullness there. Requiem. It's just separated from qui and m there, okay? Everyone sing requiem, regardless if you're a soprano, alto, tenor, or bass in measure 7 on your note. Three and four. Requiem. Make sure it's not but requiem. It has to sound like very Stalin and a slow march is building. No phrasing just yet. Just sing the music. Requiem. The M right on there. Sing it. Ready. Requiem. Measure 8. Again, same thing. Requiem. Go to your own part. hearts now. Measure 10. 1, 2. And this is the first spot where we get a little phrasing. Repeat after me. Requiem aeternam. Requiem aeternam. Flow into tear. Don't make it all requiem. It's requiem aeternam. Say it that way. Requiem aeternam. Yeah, molto legato once you get to quiem. Sing measure 10, please. And 1 and 2. Do not scoop on the emphasize there. Requiem aeternam. Keep the pitch same there, okay? What does the Italian say above that?
Yeah, most quiet possible.
Yes, this is as soft as you can possibly be there. Even softer than the sottovoce we were just at, okay? It's, and when you hear the recording I sent out, the Papano recording, you can barely hear the orchestra start. Like, I had the volume all the way maxed up, and I'm like, did they start? I can't tell. That's the effect we want with this. We want the audience to guess if it started or not yet. Stand up, please. From measure 6, please. Measure 6. On your own part. And here, like someone singing down here. Bass tenor, sing that measure, please. Measure 10. Ready, and. Tenor's by yourself, and. Yeah, requiem. In general, tenors aim for an U shape in this first section. Requiem aeternam. Everyone should have to do that. Just aim for oo shape for all of us to keep it soft. Yes.
Should the T be like very pronounced?
Oh, very unpronounced. Yeah, just almost unaspirated there. Everyone there, measure 10 on the downbeat. 2 beats in your in with that. And go. 1, 2. Now it says soli quattro soprani there. For now, all sopranos can sing that, okay? You have an accent above do. You see that? What kind of accent is that?
Marcato.
Yes, marcato. What does that mean? How do we sing that? Marked, yes. Think of it as almost like a very mini crescendo and then a huge day crescendo. So we get do. Just flow in just a little and then decay away to the, because the word is dona, right, when it comes back there. Right on that measure, dona, and one.
Dona.
Same idea.
Dona.
Sopranos, lovely dynamic. It can just be darker. Right now it's too, I want dono, dono, lots of covering in this, okay? And a couple more notes. The 16th notes at measure 22. Can you all speak perpetua? Start from measure 21, actually. Just speak in your part at measure 21. Ready, and. Et lux perpetua. I'm tapping 16th notes right here, okay? That's where you want those fast pair and two to line up. Try it again. Speak. Et lux perpetua. now you need time to get that. The X of Luke's should cut off right before pair. So we get X, Luke's, per pair. Everyone say Luke's, per pair. Luke's, per pair. Listen to me. Luke's, per pair. Luke's, per pair. Luke's, per pair. Luke's, per pair. Every time sing it that way. And then you have Petua. Don't stop the sound before that 16th note. There's no consonant change there. Altos, measure 23. Luce ateis, luce ateis. I stop just a little before the 16th note so we can line it up. Sing that, altos. Here's your F, or F sharp, sorry. And one. And two, and
Luce ateis. Luce ateis.
Try it again, alto. Same thing, F sharp. That's all this. One, and two.
Luce ateis.
Oh.
Luce ateis.
S right on B2.
Ateis, luce ateis, luce ateis.
Te, 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 timus,
te, timus, timus,
timus, conductor is control. There might be grand retardandos like that. You must have your eye up, please. Have a seat, please. Yes, over here. I can barely hear you.
Sorry,
please.
Measure 43 altos, and I think all of us are fortissimo. And at what point do we continue fortissimo through the end of 44?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really a subito piano at 45. When it goes. Yeah, just keep it loud, fortissimo there. We'll do more phrasing with that word, so the ru will be stronger than the am eventually. Excellent start on that. I'm going to stop there. But for next week, we're going to continue on in this movement into the Kyrie section. Maybe not too much, but your big focus, please listen carefully, is the Sanctus. We are starting that next week. The Sanctus is hard. it's very challenging. It's an eight voice fugue. It's a double fugue, actually. Sanctus, 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 Sanctus. There's lots of rhythmic variations there. Use cyberbass. Listen to this, please, before you come in. We won't be at full tempo when we come. Next week, we'll be very slow, just working on the intonation and rhythm for that.
Do you have the measures for?
Yeah, I was trying to find it in my score. I should have 138, you said?
Yes. Yeah, the measures redo every movement, so yeah, it's number four, yeah, page 138.
We're going to go page 138 to the beginning of page 144 next week. So measure 33, basically. All the Song 2 stuff before Hosanna in a Chelsea. Okay? Yes?
Have you assigned us chorus
144? No, I'm waiting for auditions to finish tonight, and then next week I'll do that. Okay.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing, just go over your nose for alto too. Is that the voice part you're singing right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, then go for the lower choral part there, yeah. Any other announcements before we break? I want to get you out before the rain really picks up. If you are auditioning, please sit along that bench there. Big hand to our accompanist, John Wilson. Next week, come prepared. Maestro is here. Please be on time. He will be on time as well, Sarah. I can't hear a word you're saying. Huh? No, he's back. He told me he's going back for this next week.